Ursula Le Guin passed away earlier in the year.
That's right, I think January the 22nd, I think.
She was a science fiction writer,
mm-hmm.
but also an anarchist.
Yeah, she was asked, you know, she never actually said openly that she was an anarchist, because one of the things I read, she said she didn't know whether she was good enough to come up to that title of being an anarchist, you know. So, and also, too, she didn't want to have something pinned on her, but she, all her books, like The Dispossessed, especially The Dispossessed, really are about anarchist societies. Yeah, so... Yeah, she was an anarchist, but she just didn't pin that label on her, so she could appeal to lots of different groups, I think.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people have said The Dispossessed was a very formative novel for them.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm actually reading it at the moment. I wanted to read it. I've been wanting to read it for a few years. And mm-hmm. so I finally got around to it. And can you mention, like, can you just tell us the storyline?
Well, I haven't read it since the 80s, but I remember the storyline. It's about there was a revolution on Earth, and it doesn't say Earth. They've got different names for the planets. And the group almost won, but not quite or something. And so they were allowed to go to the moon of this planet, which is a very barren place, and set up their society, their anarchist society. The main character that they concentrate on is Shevik, I think.
Yep.
And he sees what they had wanted was to have complete decentralization, but because they were making a lot of the decisions and getting the information with computers, it just so happened that it was easier to have a central place for that. And they realized that this could become a problem because you could get centralization. And when the book opens, the society's been going for about 170 years or something like that, and some of the characters are a bit worried that it's starting to crystallize, you know, like the old spirit's not there anymore. So that's sort of like the main thesis, and, you know, like how you keep a revolution fresh. And one of the things that Le Guin believed is that you don't make a revolution like in the old Marxist sense of you make a revolution and then, you know, you sort of made it. It's an ongoing, continuing thing all the time, and people have to really believe in the ideals for it to keep growing, because there's no end. It's not an end. A revolution is an end. It's a continuing process. And this is another thing that's brought out in the book.
And the one planet, Eurus, that's the planet that's sort of more capitalistic.
Yeah, that's right. It's just like Earth, because the main character does go in he's in a group that's trying to think, how can we refresh the whole thing? And he goes off to Earth to see if there's any answers there, because he wants to have an open mind, and he just finds it's exactly like they've been taught, you know, that by the founder, the philosopher, who sort of is like a combination of Kropotkin and Emma Goldman. You know, it's everything's based on money, and social relationships are sort of hierarchical. And eventually he decides, well, he's going to go back. And he does actually talk at the United Nations and stuff. He actually does, he has to escape eventually, because he's talking to people there. And he goes back to the moon and where this society is, and he decides he's going to try and refresh the whole, you know, keep working at refreshing the whole thing. That's a basic story outline.
Yeah, what I've come up to so far in the book is that he's on Eurus, and he's starting to wonder, like, where the other part of society is. He's only the sort of rich and the...
Proprietarian, I suppose.
Proprietarian, yeah. You're on 4ZZZ's Subversion 1312, and you're listening to an interview I did with Barbara Hart about Ursula Le Guin's book, The Dispossessed.
We'll be right back.
saying that in Brisbane it informed some books and anarchist movement.
Well, in Brisbane it was tremendously popular, and especially in the 80s, a group of people who were around an anarchist punk group called the Tape Loops and their friends formed a social centre called Inaris, which was in the shopfront in Bain Street. And anyone that knows West End Highgate Hill knows that shopfront in Bain Street. And it's been made into flats now, but it was the whole shopfront. And they had a garden there, and they used to have music there. And it lasted probably a little bit over a year. And the other initiative was a person who'd been involved with the beginning of Dura Books and Black Rose Books in Sydney moved to Melbourne in the early 90s, and he set up a postal book service. You know, you could actually ask him for a book. You could look at the list of books he had, and you'd pay him and he'd send it to you. So, like, of anarchist books, and he called that book service Inaris as well. And he's got a web page which is named after one of the characters in Inaris, Takver, T-A-K-V-E-R. And it's a minor character, and he said he picked that character rather than Shevik, the main character, because he wanted to show and give honour to the ordinary people in that book who were really idealistic and really fighting to get the society they really believed in. So that's why he named the book, his webpage after Takva. And on this webpage, he has lots of anarchist history from the 70s in Sydney and Melbourne. And so that lasted for about 15 years until about 2009, and then his first name's John. He would have probably been close to 60 then, so he passed the service on to a group of younger people who wanted to take it over and put some energy into it. So it's still going.
And I think he's still writing as well.
That's right. He's still collecting. He's still writing. He's very much into environmental issues. Yeah, and he really said that, like, it was one of the major inspirations of his political life, that book. So I think a lot of people found it like that, because it's actually a story and story about with the ideals of anarchism in, like, the thoughts of people like Kropotkin. But, you know, like, how many people have read those books from the 19th century? But you put it in the story, it's much more accessible. And also it shows it's not like pie in the sky, you know, everything's going to be rosy. It actually shows the problems you would have with an anarchist society, and it shows that people aren't perfect, but it shows that ways that anarchists would try and solve any problems that arose. So it's actually interesting. It looks at an anarchist society with sort of like warts and all, you know. So it's